And, like, you know, I can't even contemplate fatherhood yet, because I still wake up every morning in the fetal position. Because, like all Irish boys, I am still shitting myself since I left the womb. You know, going, I don't want to go, Mum, I don't want to go, I don't... Oh, fuck, big bad world, get out of here quickly. I wake up in the mornings in the fetal position. I'm going to make a great dad, aren't I? Dad, Dad, I'm scared. So am I. You go down and see who it is. He won't harm you. Go on, your cues. Off you go. Give him that winning smile of yours. Go on. I'll give you extra pocket money. And also, like, you know, babies are brilliant, like, you know, but they turn into teenagers, and teenagers are despicable characters, like, you know. We've all been there. And I also think, like, that's what Frankenstein, I'm sure, was built on. You create this monster who comes out of their bedroom when they're 15, kind of going, you created me, now I must kill you. You're going, go back into your room, here's more pocket money, go in and masturbate like normal children. Because we treat our parents so bad as well, like, they bring us up into the world as best they can and we just throw it back in their face, like, you know. And there's little tricks you do to them as well. Does anyone else do that feigning major injury when your dad hit you? Six months later in hospital, still connected to tubes. Dad, if I don't pull through this, don't blame yourself. Maybe it was my fault. Maybe you were in a bad mood and I was shouting because I'm a kid and I get excited about shit. And also when your dad hits you, you become the most pettiest person in the world. He hits you and you do that, I hope I fucking die. I hope I fucking die. That'll teach you. You start banging your head against walls. You'll be sorry when I'm dead. And all this guilt will be on your head. I can't, I can't, I can't stand losing, I can't, I can't, I can't. And then we'd have a little bit of a sing-song, it was fine. Worst thing about new parents as well is when they put their kid's name on the answer machine. That's annoying, isn't it? You've reached the house of John, Wendy and Nathan. They soon stopped that when I started ringing Nathan up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Hi, is Nathan there?
He's in bed.
Can you get him up? I need to speak to him.
What about?
It's private.
He's only 6 weeks old, he can't speak yet.
I'll wait.